Jim Diamond joins us, the Ringside Report, Predators beat reporter. Jim, obviously a big loss, but you saw the Predators without Pekka-Rinne last year. How much different were they, and how good can Carter Hutton be as a goalie?
At first, they were pretty bad without him. They tried Hutton, they tried Marek Mazanets, and even Magnus Hellberg, and just couldn't find one guy to take the ball and run with it. And then ended up trading for Devan Dubnyk, and he didn't work out. So then almost they just kind of decided, hey, we're going to go with Carter Hutton, and that's when he sort of found his groove. Now, entering last season, he had one game of NHL experience under his belt, so it took him a little while to get going, but. The guy played well and ended up with 20 wins on a not great hockey team. So, the team has confidence in him, and I think he has confidence in himself. So, obviously, there's going to be some drop off from Pekka-Rinne. There would be with just about any goaltender. But, talking to them, they don't seem all that worried.
Yeah, Jim, when I look at this Nashville team, obviously Rene's a loss, but this is a better team than the one that had to play without Rinne last season. Up front, back end, this is just a better team, isn't it?
No question about it. And up front, you talk about the forwards. They're a puck possession team now. They're possessing the puck a whole lot more, getting more shots, keeping shots away from Rinne. He's not making 51 saves a night like maybe he had to in some previous years. So you're right. It is a better team around him, a better defense, with some of the younger defensemen with another year of experience under their belt. So you're right. It's not as dire as it may seem. You don't think anyway going into it. We'll see once the puck drops tomorrow night to see how things go. Everything is adding up to, he's in a better situation than maybe they were last year.
Jim Diamond joins us out of Nashville. Now, Jim, the Predators, knowing how important Pekka-Rinne is, it says 3 to 5 weeks. Do you see them erring on the side of caution and going longer than shorter?
They will absolutely err on the side of caution, just I think based on what happened with Rinne last year, in developing that hip infection. Now, that wasn't because they rushed him back or anything, but he is so good and means so much to their team, and so much rides on their future on having him in goal. They don't want to chance anything. So I think they catch a little bit of a break with the All-Star break coming up here in a little bit. So that cuts down a little bit on the number of games. But he's a hard worker. He's in their fitness testing. Over the summer he was one of the top three fittest players on the team, which may be a little bit unusual for a goaltender to do. So. He's going to do everything he can to get back, on the shorter end of that. But, it may be them telling him to hold off a little rather than if he's making the decision when to come back.
Jim, when I saw Nashville come through here, I was very impressed. We're used to one style of Predators under the Barry Trotz era. This is a different hockey club, but back to the forwards up front. This club attacks. It possesses the puck. Now, I'm not saying goaltending's not important, but there's not so much reliance on the defensive end of the game and the goaltending now, is there?
Absolutely, and it may not so much be a knock on Barry Trotz. He kind of played the cards that he's dealt. The forwards look a lot different this year than what Barry Trotz had to deal with for most of his tenure here. So absolutely, and Laviolette's system is a driving system. Even we mentioned the forwards, but even the defensemen are jumping up into the plays constantly. So everything is directed toward the other net. They're really kind of Peter Laviolette usually calls it a north game. Sometimes people call it a north-south game. He just refers to it as a north game. So he wants everything going toward the opposition's net. And it is pretty easy to see the difference in what we've, had here before.
Now, Pekka-Rinne has been playing most of the games. Look, Carter Hutton's only started 5 games. He doesn't have a win. He's 0-3-2. Now, he's lost, he got a point against Anaheim, got a point against Chicago, and then lost to Boston and Winnipeg. So it's not like he's been losing to the, to the bottom feeder teams. However, they haven't won a game without Pekka-Rinne. Who are they going to bring in as their backup, and do you think there's a chance their backup might get as much playing time as Hutton?
They were called Marek Mazanets today. He had a little action up here last year. But I think Hutton's going to get the majority of the workload if as long as he plays well and stays healthy. Hutton doesn't have a win, but he came in Tuesday night. It was 2-1. and face some pretty tough shots, you know, cold off the bench and shut down Vancouver when they're here. I think it was 10 or 11 saves out of the 10 or 11 shots he faced. So, I think that was confidence of him in and of itself. He knows he hasn't won a game yet this year, but knows that he came in, you know, cold, no warm up, and shut down some pretty good scoring opportunities right off the bat in a 2-1 game. Final score is 5-1, so it maybe didn't look like it was that big of a deal, but he made some great saves with the game on the line.
Jim, we talk a lot in this sport about confidence. We see a team here in Edmonton that has next to none, given their results. We're past the halfway point of the season. The Predators look around. They're got a share of first place. That's not a hot streak. That's more than half a season. Do you get the sense they feel they can stay there through the balance of the season?
I think so. They haven't lost back-to-back games this season. They followed every single loss, whether it's regulation, overtime, or a shootout, with a win. So they can park the losses, forget about them, and put them behind them, and just move on. So they're a very confident team. It's just different. There's just a different feel to this team than some of the ones that have been here in the past. And they don't let the small things bother them. It seems like they've had 3 or 4 goals overturned this year on video reviews or by referees, and they've come back and scored within a minute, I think 3 or 4 of those times. So they just don't let the little things bother them and just look to the next shift or the next game and go.
Jim, we appreciate it. It'll be interesting to watch the Predators, how they perform without their MVP so far this season, Pecorino.
Absolutely, and we'll see you tomorrow night when Barry Trotz returns here for the first time.
Yeah, that's good. Now, I was reading a lot of the articles, and Barry Trotz admitted in one that he was like, you know what, it was probably a good thing they let me go. It allowed Nashville to have a new voice and allowed him to coach some different people. Pretty honest assessment from Trotz.
Absolutely, and I think just about anyone involved here, kind of figured that it was just time that, things had maybe grown a little stale between, the coach and GM and the players, and a new voice might do them some good. And everyone knew that Barry Trotz was going to get, one opportunity or several opportunities if he wanted one right out of, after he left here in Nashville. So he seems very happy in Washington. Obviously, their team is playing well. The Predators are playing well. So it's really kind of been a win-win for everyone involved.
Jim, we'll talk again soon. Appreciate it. Enjoy tomorrow night.
All right. All right, guys. Happy to be here. Thanks.